USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Department of Homeland Security says it's establishing a task force that will protect American monuments nationwide from violent anarchists and rioters. Meanwhile, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he hopes President Trump will rethink a threat to veto a big defense bill because it does include a plan to rename military bases named after Confederate generals. Connecticut's Democratic Governor Ned Lamont says he thinks President Trump would protect Confederate monuments over the Statue of Liberty.
Sometimes I think he's willing to stand up for those Confederate statues, but he wouldn't lose any sleep if the Statue of Liberty was knocked off her pedestal.
The White House says it's not planning to take any action on reports of Russia bounties on U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. And this is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Weekly jobless claims are down again. The Labor Department figures out this morning showing 1.427 million Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, and that was 55,000 fewer than the week before. Meanwhile, the government says the economy added nearly 5 million new jobs last month, rebounding from the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump saying at the White House a short time ago,
the United States economy added almost 5 million jobs in the month of June, shattering all expectations. The unemployment rate fell by more than 2 percentage points, just about 11%.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is hoping President Trump will rethink a threat to veto a big defense bill that includes a pay hike for troops. The president has said he'll veto it because it includes a plan to rename military bases named after Confederate generals. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A breathing expert is shooting down some myths about masks, USA's Tim Berg reports.
A new study from the Pew Research Center says 65% of U.S. adults say they have personally worn a mask in a store or a business in the past month. There still are some people, though, who are against wearing masks and think they don't need to wear them or feel they don't help or are not effective when it comes to fighting the coronavirus pandemic. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Paul DeChiro. He's a breathing performance specialist, and one of the things we discuss is the effectiveness of masks.
I do think people should be wearing a mask. At the very worst case scenario, you are minorly inconvenienced, and it is highly likely that you're helping to stop the spread of the virus and infect others.
DeChiro also tackles some of the falsehoods we're seeing regarding masks.
As far as the myths that are running around, how it affects your breathing. Yes, it absolutely does affect how you breathe, but not in the way that people think it does. It doesn't change your oxygen levels. In fact, your body has no receptors that tell you how much oxygen is inside your body. It only knows how much carbon dioxide. Some people are worried that they're too high a level of carbon dioxide, but the truth is, for most masks, it forces people to breathe quicker than they normally do, more rapidly, in a hyperventilation pattern, and they actually breathe out more carbon dioxide than they're supposed to. Their carbon dioxide levels drop.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.